All right. So yesterday I said that I was going to talk about my amazing trip over this weekend. I went to visit my buddy next door. And, it was the first time that I'd ever driven a motorcycle that distance. I've been in Taiwan 12 years. I messaged the guy. I'm like, I've been in Taiwan 12 years and I've never ridden a motorcycle to your city. Why haven't I done this? And so I did. I just up and went. I've never done that before. Look, I know my city like the back of my hand. In fact, the city I live in, sometimes I know the roads and the side streets better than the locals who've grown up here know them. I know my city. I can ride. I can go. I remember one time I was with some buddies. We went to New York for New Year's Eve. I had no map, and I took us right downtown to the street we had to be at, and I have no idea how I got there. I just followed instincts and looked at buildings and just sort of went where I automatically accidentally went, and boom, we got there. I don't know. I are a GPS. Even last night, I was coming home, and my buddy showed me on the phone where I have to drive, go down this road, go down that road, and then all of a sudden, I just looked up at the sky and go, nah, that ain't right. I'm turning right instead of left. And I turned right and went down the road. Boom. Everything. I are a GPS and I just don't follow maps. It just doesn't. I know the map in my head. Whatever. This was an amazing adventure. Why am I going on about this? Well, no. I mean, have you ever driven in Taiwan several hours to get? No, you haven't. I mean, it's an adventure. Wow. So I get to the city. And, we hung out and, had some meaningful talk and, the important, Bravo Sierra sessions that men are supposed to have. And we just, it was just an utterly fantastic afternoon. And we get sort of done and we go to the skate shop where this guy's sponsored. I tell you, something funny happened. In the park, this guy's kind of a local celebrity. The locals know him because he's around and about. And there's this kid, maybe 10 years old, on a skateboard. And of course, right away, we all recognize the skateboard in the shop that it's from. It's this shop that sponsors this guy. And so this guy shouts at him across, the park, do a kickflip. And the kid looks up, huh? He says, do a kickflip. Now, they speak Chinese, but this guy's speaking bad English. Don't tell him I said that. Okay, you can. So he goes, do a kickflip. And I'm sitting there going, oh, my goodness. And the kid starts talking to him. And I start laughing that this guy's buddy is with him. And we're going, I said, the kid doesn't know who this is. He says, yeah, do a kickflip. And so the guy stands up, starts walking over to him. The kid starts walking over. And all of a sudden, the kid looks at him and his face lights up. He goes, oh, it's you. Like, yeah, it's me. Do a kickflip. And so anyhow, that was a funny interaction to see. That was it. We didn't get any celebrity attacks the rest of that day. But, okay, so we get done with this. And we go to the skate shop where this guy's sponsored. And we hang out for 2 hours. And I'm contemplating life and I'm making new friends. And I find out that later on that night, the mayor, which is much more like a governor, they call it a city and a mayor. It should be a province and a governor. That would be an accurate translation. And for that matter, this guy... This governor, they call him a mayor, is responsible for more people than some states. So you got to think governor here. They call him a mayor. The mayor was going to meet with a bunch of skateboarders that night, about an hour after I'd been planning to go home. I didn't have any reason to go home. But I found this out and I told Jayan, I said, I'm staying. He goes, really? I said, yeah, this is real. I believe in purpose. I believe I came here for a reason today. And if I, you know, the mayor's going to be there. He's like, he was worried. You know, he looks at me. He said, I'm worried you're going to mess it up. I said, because I was practicing all day. I said, I won't talk. He goes, okay. I said, that's my promise to you, friend. I won't talk. He said, all right. So we went to the place. And I'll tell you what. You know, they're all a bunch of skater kids. Some of these kids, I've met them up in Taipei. Others of these, I've met them in my own backyard. You know, in my neck of the woods anyway. And so they're local skateboarders. It's like they're all a happy, cuddly family. It's a really fun culture watching the Taiwan skateboard culture. It's a very amazing thing. In anticipation of the mayor, of course, they sent tea over. So we get there and soon after arrive some aides and assistants who sort of gather the crowd around and sort of, you know, stake out a location at this large empty spot in the middle of the city where skateboarders just go a lot and they don't get any trouble. It's actually literally across the street from a police station. They don't get any trouble. People just know, okay, skateboarders go there because they don't have a skate park in the city. No skate park at all. And it's a problem. So the mayor's going to come talk to him about it. So some aides come over, gather everybody around, people show up, and then, all of a sudden this black, minivan behind us pulls up and everyone, that's the mayor's, mini entourage. And he gets out and it was, there was some selfie stuff, but there was a very fascinating familial respect between these teenagers. And of course they had some of the 30-year-old and 40-year-old skaters, maybe 15 in total, but most of these are teenagers. We're talking 13 to maybe college, and there was this massive respect between these kids and the mayor. I didn't see any security guards. There might have been some, but they were wearing civvies, which is civilian clothes for those of you in Reed Rapids. So the mayor gets out, he talks to him, and they all cuddle around him. I mean, they're happy. Wow, it's the mayor, you know? And yeah, the mayor took time for all you rejects, all you losers, all, you know, you garbage cans of society that everybody hates and looks down on. Yeah, the mayor thinks you guys are human beings also. So there was a little bit of that. You know, I don't think that way. I see skaters and I see friends. That's what I see. But unfortunately, you know how society can be. So all these kids are, I don't know how to say it other than they cuddle huddle. They're Taiwanese. It's how they do stuff. They're all around. Wow, it's the mayor. And they're just happy. They've got these puppy eyes. They're just happy. And the mayor is just happy to see him. Like, it wasn't so much, there was some photo op stuff and people were taking pictures and the mayor stood up on a skateboard and we're all glad he didn't fall down and kill himself or break something, you know. But, you know, I don't think he'd ever been on a skateboard before in his life. So we're all there. I don't know. I don't fact check that because I'll probably come out wrong. But he might have been on a skateboard once before. But anyhow, they talked and they listened and people talked. Well, you know, almost right away, they start calling for Jayan. And I'm like, there must be some other Jayan because there's no reason that they'd be calling my buddy. And they're like, yep, they're calling my buddy because he's the local celebrity and he's kind of an acting spokesman for him. So they call him over. The mayor knows who he is. He's in training for the Olympics. And so, you know, he explained a couple things and there was just a lot of very friendly respect between them all. It was very fascinating to watch. It was utterly fascinating to watch the local Taiwanese politician interact with the teenagers and college students. It was just utterly awesome. It was amazing. Of course, I was there. And I was on the 6 o'clock, well, the 5:30 evening news and the 9:30 evening news, which replays, you know, last week. So the mayor probably recognized my face. I didn't say anything. Eventually Jayan and his buddies got their picture with the mayor. So I walked up behind the mayor, put my hand on his shoulder and smiled behind him. But I didn't say anything. So I don't know, maybe me being there caught the mayor's attention and know that he should pay attention. That's the narcissistic side of me that wants to think I make a difference. But I'll tell you, I was just fascinated by the interaction of it all. I can't say it changed my life. That happened back at the Sunflower Movement in 2014. See you tomorrow.